I'm Zach East, and this is Music News for Wednesday on the Best Mix in the Morning Show, brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits. And Justin Timberlake, if he had listened to his record label, he would have apparently never brought Sexy back. In a new Apple Music interview, Justin looks back at his career and recalls that the experts said Sexy Back was destined to bomb. He says, when I brought the album in, I said, this is the first single. Everybody told me I was crazy. They're like, it's too fast. And I'm like, okay. It doesn't sound like you. And he says, okay. It doesn't have any of your falsetto. And he says, okay. And then he says, every reason why you think that it's wrong, I think it's right. For those keeping score, Sexy Back spent 7 weeks at number one when it was released in 2006. Britney Spears skipped the beauty routine on Monday and went straight to work, doing chores around the house. She hit Instagram to show off her real life by posing next to a ladder positioned to change a light bulb somewhere in her mansion. She added a caption saying, I can't get insecure when photos are taken of me that I'm not prepared for. So I've always put so much effort into my appearance, but you know, sometimes it's just nice to try not so hard and pull down your walls every now and then. It takes a lot of strength to do that. And the Daily Mail says Harry Styles is not in the running to replace Daniel Craig as James Bond. London bookmakers had listed his odds of replacing Daniel Craig at 25-1. That is music news for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show at 98.3 The Coast.